The grand order of the Marxist left left no hoax unturned on the first night of the Democratic national catastrophe.
Democrats in Congress tried to lower the cost of health care.
And when I logged on, I was like, no, this is very bad. This is much higher than we were currently paying.
Donald Trump downplayed the virus. He told us to inject bleach into our bodies.
We've tested bleach. We've tested isopropyl alcohol on the virus, specifically in saliva or in respiratory fluids. And I can tell you that bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes. We're also looking at other disinfectants, specifically looking at the COVID-19 virus in saliva.
But it sounds interesting to me.
Donald Trump did make history. Let's give him credit. He is one of only two presidents in the history of the United States to leave office with fewer Americans working than when he started.
That is one of the non-medical effects of the coronavirus, this record-breaking jump in unemployment claims. We learned today that more than 3 million Americans filed for those benefits last week.
J.D. has been our senator for 18 months. And what has he done for hard-working Americans? Nothing.
For the people who live near the derailment site, just last night, people packed a town hall meeting in search of answers about whether their air and water are safe.
This is a regulatory problem and a legal problem. So the Department of Transportation could implement regulations that would have these trains declared high hazardous.
It's Project 2025.
With this I don't know what the hell it is. It's Project 25. He's involved in Project. And then they read some of the things, and they are extreme. I mean, they're seriously extreme. But I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it.
We need to beat back the dangers that Trump and his allies pose to the rule of law and our way of life.
Well, Hillary Clinton is being forced to answer more questions about her past email practices after the FBI uncovered nearly 15,000 previously undisclosed emails and other documents.
While many seats remained empty, the Chinese assets smugly pushed America into civil war and economic ruin.
We meet in this great city tonight, where Abraham Lincoln was nominated in 1860 to save the Union from fanatical insurrectionists, and where Franklin D. Roosevelt was renominated by Democrats in 1940 to defeat fascist dictators. Now, we fight in our time to defend our freedom and our democracy against the banana Republicans who have converted Lincoln's party into a dangerous cult of personality.
And as humanity faces a fertility extinction crisis by 2045, the Democrats' strongest policy position argues that increasing abortions is a matter of life and death.
J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, make him go through this.
And as Ashley Biden spoke, those that knew of her diary couldn't help but superimpose it on her speech.
As a child, I would sit on the leather chair in his office doing my homework, and he would sit next to me doing his work.
And as Hunter Biden hid in the shadows backstage due to his glowing criminality, they rolled the big guy out as the crowd cheered relentlessly for a treasonous fool that traded untold U.S. secrets to foreign assets, selling out the U.S. taxpayers to build a family fortune of at least $27 million.
Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral or political power. In the pandemic, Kamala helped states and cities get back their schools back open.
4 million cases.
Desperate to reopen schools because he thinks it will save his re-election.
We have to open the schools.
Critical shortage of PPE.
Threatening their funding.
When they don't open their schools, we're not going to fund them.
Video by John Bowne. Find and share that at InfoWars.com. Night one of the Communist Shills hoax convention. Lies debunked. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Get it. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video. We're up here late last evening watching the DNC. The Democratic National Catastrophe. It was fun. It was fun to be up here talking about it. The event was just a cacophony of lies. It takes something like that John Bowne report, which I really loved. That was called Night One at the Communist Shill Hoax Convention. You got to share that video. You got to do your part, folks. You got to contribute to the info war. You got to share that video in particular with your Democratic friends. You just have to. Just one thing, knowing this stuff. It's one thing we just hear them say something and everything they say, right? And you know it's false. You can just sort of roll your eyes, or you can try to go, but that's not true. No, but that's not true. That's not what he didn't say to inject bleach. And it's not quite as impactful. What we need is something like John Bowne, putting the claim and then the debunking. The claim, the debunk. The claim, the debunk. The lie, the reality. They have nothing. They have less than nothing. The only thing they have, is convincing you that Trump is going to do what they're already doing. That's all they have. The fear of a non-existent Trump despotism. Or abortion, which Trump isn't even pushing. They literally have nothing. And it was really fun watching the InfoWars broadcast, because you had the video of the DNC happening with everybody pretending to be happy and pretending to participate in a political charade. Talking about joy and coming together and hope for the future. And then you had the split screen with what was going on outside, which was hordes of foreigners attacking lines of militarized police. It was very symbolic of the democratic dystopia that they're building for us. We'll show you some clips from some of the speeches last night. You had Big Mike and Barack Obama giving speeches. J.B. Pritzker, the mayor of Chicago, gave a speech. The second gentleman, Doug, gave a speech. Doug, the second gentleman. What a shameful position to be in. So we'll show you all sorts of good stuff today. We also have news about the Tates, Andrew Tate being raided again for new claims by the Romanian government. So I got to be honest, when the claims about Andrew Tate first came out, I was kind of, well, he's a pornographer, you know, who knows what crap he's gotten up to. But as it's gone on for years, and as they seemingly just come up with new random claims to attempt to charge him with, just to harass him, it's becoming less and less believable. I'm more and more on the Tate side, because it seems like they're just being subjected to judicial abuse. legalized harassment. Likely has nothing to do with their actual behavior and a lot more to do with their with the topics they discuss. So we'll break down that as well. We also, I never got to talking about the capsizing, sinking super yacht off the coast of Italy yesterday. Very suspicious set of circumstances surrounding that disaster. And we'll talk about some immigration issues that we're dealing with. We have a lot to discuss today, and I want to take your calls throughout the show as well to get your input on what you thought of the DNC, what you think we're going to see later today. I'll probably open up the phone lines for new callers in the second hour. But we also had a big deal yesterday. Alex Jones received some bombshell information, some breaking news, and the story that you're finding in headlines and on X today is RFK Jr., debating potentially dropping out and joining the Trump campaign, recognizing that the threat of a Kamala Harris presidency is not worth it. It's not worth it. That now is the time to join forces and oppose literal communism coming down the pipe. That was one of the interesting things about the DNC as well, as you have Anna Navarro going through a list of communist dictators, comparing them to Trump. Unsuccessfully. It's like, you do realize Kamala Harris is like an actual communist, like actually is the legitimate communist. And also, if you want an example of an authoritarian leader cracking down on free speech in their country, it's not the communist dictatorships you're going to want to point to these days. It's things like the UK. It's the UK or, you know, Ukraine. Ukraine also banning an entire church from its country because, as we speak, the greatest and most relentless and destructive despots in the world are universally Western democracies. It's ironic, but it is absolutely true. Let me just say this, and if we can get the Alex Jones report ready, I do want to go to that because that's big breaking news and nobody else has it. But it would be, wouldn't it be nice if you're going to have this level of despotism, if you're going to be living under a tyranny, wouldn't it be nice to have a few of the benefits of living under a tyranny? If you're going to pay the cost of it, if you're going to be surveilled and your free speech restricted and fathers thrown in prison for, you know, insulting some foreign god, like if you're going to have brutal totalitarian crackdowns, shouldn't you at least have like safe streets? Shouldn't you at least have like rigorous school requirements? You know, this is really the worst part about all of this. The tyranny's bad. It's really bad. It wouldn't be that bad if like things were safe and prosperous. Like if you had to live under a tyranny, but like a single income could afford a house and you could have a car and a stay-at-home mom and the government was there to, you know, encourage you to have children and help you to afford that. If you could have parks that you could send your kids to without fear of them being molested or kidnapped. Like, sure, surveil me, you know? I'm being facetious here. I'm not being serious. It's what we're seeing here is proof that the promise of tyranny is a lie, right? There's all these problems. Just give us power. And things will be better. Just let us surveil and let us censor. And then all this chaos will go away. We have all the surveillance. We have all the censorship. The chaos is worse than ever. I remember this is what Jon Stewart said was the price of freedom. When Tucker Carlson's walking around Russia and going, everything is clean and pleasant. Everyone's nice. Everyone looks happy and fit and healthy and joyous and there's not roving gangs of criminals and people don't have to have barbed wire fences around their houses. Like, this is amazing. Jon Stewart's like, well, it's called the price of freedom. It's called the price of freedom. The crack addled psychopaths on the subway, the guy pooping in the stairwell of your building. That's the price of freedom that we have to pay. Cause hey, it might be chaotic, might be a little messy, but at least we're free. And that's small cost to pay. And it's like, okay, well, Everything sucks and we're not free. So what now? So what now? This really is the worst part about the New World Order globalist paradigm. So you get all of the tyranny of a despotism, none of the benefits. It's all a lie. It's all a ridiculous lie. So I don't know what they're going to, I don't know what the pitch is now, because that's the excuse, right? The excuse is, hey, everything is trash, but it's because freedom. But what happens when you're not free and everything is still trash? What's your excuse then? I guess it doesn't matter because you're retiring at that point and you can just shut people down and use force to get your way. That's just how it works. This just sort of dawned on me watching these videos. Let me plug in my laptop here so you can actually see what I'm looking at. But Ryan Fournier and many others have been posting these videos of the chaos in Chicago. And maybe what I hate the most, similar to what's happening in the UK, is seeing the way that there are all of these, like, militarized phalanxes of police. And there's like hundreds of thousands of them. There's just line upon line upon line. Helmets, billy clubs. And they're out there fighting mobs of foreigners, waving foreign flags, burning the American flag. And this is all just a setup. Like, it's all just like play acting. The same people are funding the protests and then stationing the cops, just letting them fight it out in the street. And there's something about seeing the lines of police, the innumerable lines of police in Chicago. And you just go, just what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? I mean, I would get it. If we were some poor country, can't get our crap together, everything kind of sucks, but, you know, the government's weak and incompetent, and, you know, that's a form of freedom right there in and of itself. You might not be super safe, you're not protected by the government, but you're also, they're not going to come after you for anything because they don't have any competence. It's just, there's something about seeing the ridiculously high levels of competence available in America. And bring up some videos of the police lines, guys. Just police line Chicago last night. There's hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of these cops. And she's like, what do they do all day? They solve the problems that the government creates. It's this little ecosystem of crime and abuse. Where just all day, hundreds upon hundreds of man hours in every major city is just wasted away dealing with repeat offenders and just civilizational parasites who just contribute nothing, don't even belong here for the most part, like got here illegally, imported by the Biden administration with your tax dollars to fight the cops who are also being paid by your tax dollars. Like, what? Just what are we doing here? And how is it that we can have literally hundreds of millions of capable, skilled, intelligent, thoughtful people, and they're just being lined up to fight a bunch of Palestinians on the streets of Chicago? Again, it would be one thing if the collapse of America was just inevitable. You know, we just had some giant war, some invading army took us over and just, is that Ben Berquim facing off against Antifa members for burning the American flag? Yeah, meanwhile, all the headlines in the DNC are like, Democrats reclaim America. They're chanting USA. They reclaim patriotism for themselves. Meanwhile, their actual constituency literally burning an American flag out front. Again, there's something about just knowing how easily every single problem could be solved in this country. And I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not, you know, just like saying this for effect. How many thousands upon thousands of police are you seeing, like, willing to risk their lives, going out well trained? I mean, a couple of them are fat midgets, obviously, from this video. You know, everything's not perfect, but just a modicum of will, a modicum of the desire to actually help America, all of our problems could be solved in a week. I'm not even kidding. And it is just about giving the order. Just go arrest the criminals, throw them in prison. El Salvador did it. We could too. It's the choice we're making. And again, it's one thing when you have just... It'd be one thing to have mobs of black-clad communists running around. It's like there was nothing we could do about it. But the fact that it's just allowed to happen, and it's all just play-acting, and it's all super well-funded, by the way. This is the setup to the protest. Thousands of pre-made signs, dozens of U-Haul trucks bringing in all the material, nicely flat-packed for convenient distribution. Those signs alone, we're looking at tens of thousands of dollars worth of material right here. Who's paying for it? The Democrats. Protesting themselves. Last night during the stream, it was Chase and I, and he asked me, like, but why would they do that? Who would fund protests of their own event? Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, it is funded. I don't know what to tell you. It is clearly funded. They're clearly Democrats. Don't ask me to make sense of their logic. They're Democrats. I mean, who knows? Who knows what bizarre machinations are at work in their minds? But somebody funded this. Somebody wrote the checks. Somebody placed the order. Somebody did the printing. Somebody had to staple every one of these signs to every one of these sticks. So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially millions of dollars poured into this event. The travel cost, the lodging, tens of thousands of people bust in to Chicago with U-Hauls full of material. It's funded. It has to be. Like, just by nature of it existing and what we just saw on video. Yeah, you might think it's unbelievable that the Democrats are funding protests against themselves, but it's a whole lot more believable than all of those signs being free, right? I mean, somebody had to pay for them. Who pays for Palestinian protests? Are those right-wingers? It's the leftists paying to protest their own event. Again, there was some confusion yesterday when California passed on their delegate assignments during the roll call. And we realized pretty quick this had been sort of a orchestrated thing where California, and this is like a traditional thing, they've done this in other conventions where the home state wants to be the one to put them over the top. You have to get half the delegates, and so they wait until it's almost at half, and then they let the home state put them over the top and cast that winning vote. And of course, you have Gavin Newsom and two bulbous troll creatures flanking him. Really, there's like no better image. Yeah, Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi next to American psycho Gavin Newsom. Just like flailing.
That was probably the best impression I've seen of Maxine Waters last night. Yeah, there are a lot of people doing the Maxine on the internet.
Yeah. No, she's a weird fish monster. Yeah, these people are disgusting. They're all disgusting. I lost my train of thought, though. I was bringing up Gavin Newsom. Who cares? These people suck. Oh, yeah. So, you know, in this article, it's like you read it and it's like,
California will be the one presenting. They will pass initially, and then they will present later so that they can cast the winning votes. All of this, of course, is unnecessary. The roll call is a simple formality, as a virtual roll call was done weeks ago that already solidified Kamala Harris being the nominee. I think, okay, so this is just a literal charade. Last night, for hours, people stood on the floor of the convention center doing their little ceremony. And it meant nothing. It had all already been done before. And how does Wisconsin vote? We cast our delegates for Kamala. Ah, nobody cheers. And it goes on for like 2 hours of that. It was completely meaningless. All of that had already been done. This was literally a charade. Literally pretending to engage in the political process. Pretending to engage in the Democratic build up to a presidential campaign. And I was saying yesterday, and I think it's true. I can see a time, I could see the next presidential candidate, the next presidential contest, having a primary where there's only one candidate. Couldn't you see that? Can't you see in like 10, 20 years that these old forms of civic engagement, political involvement, they get denuded and the actual purpose of them is removed and all that's left is the ceremony, all that's left is the symbolic action. Couldn't you see a time where it's like some candidate, Joe Smith, on the campaign trail, and he's going to New Hampshire and Iowa, and he's going to the states in this particular order, but he's not running against anybody, and every state he goes to, they hold a primary where everybody goes and casts their vote for the one option available. Little kids go, well, but why do they go? Why are they doing the states in this order? And you go, well, there used to be a thing called a primary where you would go around, and it actually used to be that there would be multiple candidates, and they'd be campaigning to each one of these states, and the states would vote on who they liked. You know, that was the old way. This is democracy now, so we all are participating. We all are, you know, engaged in this process of choosing our pre-assigned, predetermined candidate. That's what we're seeing right here in just a little bit less of a extreme degree. You know, in this case, they just didn't even hold a primary, which makes sense because it's an incumbent. And you know, you wouldn't want to undercut your incumbent during his reelection. But this is what's happening in America right now, is you have this, all of the foundational moral principles and the purpose undergirding all of these things that we do, the conventions, the campaign trail, like all the purpose of it is going away, but the remnants, the vestigial ceremony continues to roll on in its pointless charade, its facsimile of Democratic participation. There's Maxine Waters. That's what happens when you pull her out of the water. Oh, we were listening to it.
I had no idea last night when we were covering this that he said it was the great state of Nancy Pelosi. I didn't catch that.
The great state of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Look at these these goblins. You got a bunch of little gremlins, little gremlin fish monster old ladies running around tearing the country down while Gavin Newsom creepily smiles over them. We'll get back into it on the other side. Exclusive report from Alex Jones.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with 5 other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hand, you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Harrison Smith, host of American Journal, coming to you live here on this Wednesday morning. We're going to get back to DNC last night, show you some more videos and clips, talk a little bit more about the ridiculous lies they spread, and take your calls, what your thoughts are on all of this. But first, I want to go to this video. It's an Alex Jones report. I'm seeing across headlines and X today, people speculating about RFK Jr. dropping hints about maybe dropping out and joining the Trump team. Well, speculate no longer. We have the scoop. Alex Jones has the sources, and he broke the news live last night during the stream on InfoWars.com. Share this video. Find it at Bandai Video on InfoWars.com and on X at Real Alex Jones. Here's Alex Jones with his breaking news about the future of RFK Jr.'s political career.
I was able to confirm about an hour ago that RFK Jr. is going to be endorsing President Trump this Friday in Los Angeles.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I've got major breaking exclusive news right now in the middle of the DNC on this Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 broadcast. It's been a huge viral story since midday. when the vice president pick by RFK Jr., Nicole Sheehan, did a podcast this morning and said that they were strongly considering joining the Trump campaign so that the globalists, so that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz do not get in there. I shot a report about it a few hours ago, and then I started reaching out to some of my contacts, and I was able to confirm about an hour ago that RFK Jr. is going to be endorsing President Trump this Friday in Los Angeles. And I was given other details, but I'm not going to give those out about how they're going to do it at this point. This is from inside the RFK Jr. campaign from a very, very trusted source. And it turns out that when I started reaching out to people, they reached out to some of their contacts, and then I was called back from someone inside of their operation who'd already seen the ex post we did about 2 hours ago at Real Alex Jones, where I surmise the fact that RFK Jr. saw his father murdered when he was attorney general, saw his uncle, the president, murdered, and that he saw them attempt to kill Trump, and that he knows that the same Secret Service that's been trying to get him killed has not given him any Secret Service protection. And that I believe that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I also had sources very close to his campaign, high up, that had told me that he had been gunning for the head of the EPA or the head of the NIH or even the attorney general slot that his father, Robert F. Kennedy Sr., had. And again, I've talked to several sources, but that definitely has resonated with folks. So I can again announce to you here, and then I'll talk about some of the issues involved and why this is so important and so big, that RFK Jr. is set Friday to announce in Los Angeles that he is dropping out of the 2024 race and endorsing Donald John Trump, the 45th and really the 46th, but they stole it, and soon to be the 47th president of the United States. Now, RFK Jr. has also really been upset by being taken off the ballot of his home state for most of his life, New York City, and the fact that the corporate media and the Democrats didn't just refuse him Secret Service protection, but that they also, again, did things like pull him off the ballot when he was legally and lawfully on it, saying he didn't even live in the state, even though he's domiciled there. So the Democrats arrogantly totally screwed him and screwed all of his supporters. Depending on the poll, he is 6 to 10 to 12 points of people that are saying they're going to vote. He's not like the Libertarian Party or some little party. He has real support. So you add Trump being 20 points ahead in national polls, real polls, 10, 15 points ahead in battleground states, despite all the spin polls that are trying to gaslight people. Adding even 5-6 points on the low end, 10, 12 points on the high end, absolutely is the ultimate game changer and is so important and is such amazingly positive and exciting news for the world. Now, Trump was interviewed just a few hours ago and asked about this and asked, does he like RFK Jr. and would he consider him in a cabinet position or a major position? He said absolutely that he would. And, of course, Trump keeps his cards very, very close to the vest. I'll leave it at that. And that video is also posted on my X account. We're doing this live right now on air, but I'm going to take this in a few minutes, add the Trump clip onto the end as well so you can see that for yourself. Now, RFK Jr. may decide, for whatever reason, because I put this out, probably not, but or maybe logistics, they may change it to Thursday, they may change it to Saturday, it may be next Monday, but they have decided on Friday, and the people are there, and the people are being assembled, and it's the presentation is being prepared, the event is being prepared for him to make this announcement, and then a full-throated endorsement of President Trump and the peril this nation is in. I think he would make a great attorney general. I think that's really the smartest move. It would also be great assassination insurance for Trump because the globalists really hate RFK Jr. as well. I think Tulsi Gabbard's, and this is being discussed and looks like it'll happen, will also have a major position in the Trump administration. Look for that to be announced, I would imagine, in the next 2 weeks. So these are real classical liberals. These are what the old Democrats were before they became pure evil. And they have really woken up to the spiritual battle we're in. And this is extremely exciting. So thank God. And this is just great news. But bottom line, RFK Jr. is endorsing Trump. This is an exclusive here. And it's people like Stephen Colbert attacking him and laughing and celebrating and saying how great it is that, you know, he's a bad person. And thank God he's been taken off the ballot. It's the leering and the arrogance of these people. Now, depending on the expert and the actuaries, and we've interviewed, you know, Professor Epstein and so many others that are top experts, there's between 6 to 12 points, just like with RFK Jr., it's a similar number, that dead people voting and people out of district voting and that database that Zuckerberg created and that they've updated, that then stuffed ballot boxes and stuffed drop boxes is the big margin of fraud they have. They have other scams like ballots that are too short in conservative districts in Houston, Texas, and in Phoenix, Arizona. People have been indicted over that now in Houston last week. I mean, this is all coming out. They have a lot of tactics they use. They do wire in and hack into some machines as well, but they've been caught so much at that, that's being watched. So they're going to try to steal it. But if Trump's already ahead and then RFK Jr. goes on the campaign trail with him and campaigns separately, this is a big game changer. So thank God, thank your lucky stars. This is a real ray of sunshine in this incredibly dangerous time with the left trying to start World War III. The New York Times is now reporting that Biden put all the nuclear forces on alert and ordered them to be ready to nuke China, Russia, and North Korea in March and going forward. That could be their October surprise. These people are crazed, clown show, demonic maniacs, and we need Donald Trump. We need RFK Jr. We need all these great people that Trump is surrounding him with and to unify America. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. And it's about saving our republic and stopping World War III and securing our border and stopping the inflation and stopping the fentanyl and all the rest of it. So here is the exclusive breaking. And again, it's my job as a newsman to bring you this information. And also, when this gets tens of millions of views,
as an exclusive report from Alex Jones, you can find and share it at band.video. Breaking exclusive. I mean, who else? Who else is going to give you this information? Who else has the sources? Who else is going to bring it to you the moment that they get it? Who else is like InfoWars? Nobody. That's who. We'll be right back. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you, and I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening.
The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Harrison Smith. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls throughout the remainder of the show. Still a lot of news to cover. We'll get into some geopolitics and some suspicious news from around the globe today, but we're going to continue to talk about the political atmosphere. And I want to hear your take on the DNC and everything else going on. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call today, and we'll go to your call as soon as they start coming in. I have a bunch of videos to show you. I think this video from CNN, of all places, sort of sums up the absurdity of everything at the DNC. It's the perennial irony of the Democratic Party to both have unquestioned total domination of the media landscape and the political landscape, especially in big cities, for years, for decades, to have inordinate power in every important industry. In the national level, the local level, especially in big cities, Democrats rule the roost, and yet to simultaneously act like they're standing up against oppression. In the most blatant way, acting like they haven't been in charge, that everything bad is the fault of Emmanuel Goldstein, right? It really is the 2 minutes of hate. Somebody posted the video of the 2 minutes of hate from the 1984 movie, clip number 7. And they just made a great point when they posted it, saying, you know, this is the convenience of the hate rally, where it's just completely no substance, no, you don't need it. You don't need any policy. You don't need any legitimate concerns or suggestions, none of that matters. All you have is hate, and that's all you need, turns out. Turns out if you just
blame every problem on some imaginary bad guy like Trump, you don't need to suggest policy. You don't need to offer solutions. You don't need to explain how things actually got this way. Just bad thing happened. That was Orange Man. Orange Man bad. And that's it. There you go. You know, you have hordes upon hordes of screaming, furious, hateful idiots yelling at somebody who had nothing to do with the situation that they're in. And CNN exposes the lie to this, ironically. Let's go to clip number 10. Here's CNN pointing out the obvious to everybody who's paying attention. Democrats have had total political power and have controlled the White House and Senate and Congress for at least 12 of the last 16 years, and yet everything is Republicans' fault. Let's watch.
In all these speeches, as good as they were, is that she's in the White House right now. Democrats have controlled the White House for 12 of the last 16 years. And for all of the talk about division and the problems in the country and people are hurting, Democrats have mostly controlled this country. Trump had it for four. The Obamas and Biden had it for the rest of the time. And somehow, it's still all Trump's fault, and somehow she hasn't been at the center of it. So to me, that's still the glaring hole in this campaign that hasn't yet been solved at the convention. How do you explain all of the problems that will be solved by the person who is currently in there for the last 3.5 years who is supposed to already be working on solving it?
You can tell in that last frame, the woman on the left, she's going, I'm about to call this man racist. I'm about to call that claim racist. That's the look. You can see it in her eyes. When you're confronting somebody with obvious truth and it hits some sort of block, you know, cognitive dissonant block in their brain and there's some sort of error code that pops up. Call him racist. It's racist. It has to be racist. He's like, this is a glaring hole. It's not like a glaring hole. It's like, this is a chasm a mile long. A gaping hole in what? Like there is nothing even for them to have a gaping hole in. There's no policy they've suggested. There's no argument that they're making. They've been in charge. Everything's getting worse. Yeah, that's a big hole. That's a big shortcoming of their campaign to be able to adequately explain how everything has gotten so much worse with them in charge and how letting them remain in charge will somehow reverse that trend. Do they think about this at all? It happens at every level. On the local level, if your city is run by Democrats, it's going to go to shit. If your state is run by Democrats, you're going to be flooded with tens of millions of illegals. You're going to be taxed into non-existence. Your small business is going to be regulated out of profitability. Everything is going to be terrible. At the national level, what do you see? A week after these policies get implemented, everything is worse. 10 years after they get implemented, everything is destroyed. There's no point in the Democratic governance, like when you put Democrats in control, there's not even like a legitimate honeymoon period. It's not like they have these ideas that like, well, they start off good, but down the line, it turns out not to be very good. Everything is crap from the very beginning with the Democrats on every level, at every scale. Again, it's not like, well, it's unfeasible for the national level, but it works on the local. No, it never works. It never, ever, 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 ever works. The timeline doesn't matter if it's a day or 100 years. The more liberal you are, the worse things get. The more leftist your policies, the more suffering happens in the people. It's just a one-to-one ratio at this point. So how do they make that argument? The more power they get, the worse things become. It is
As simple as that. There is no argument for the Democrats. That's why they call everybody racist. That's why they want censorship. That's why they shut people down. That's why they're pissed at Elon Musk buying X. This is the argument that we've been having and the claims we've been making since 2016 or before. Back when they actually used to try to debate people occasionally, like they realized pretty quick that doesn't work because their ideas are bad. And when people are actually hear them argued out, hear the two sides go head to head, it's very obvious who knows what they're talking about and who is a petulant child. So we've known from, you know, for a long time this is the case, but it's really apparent now. And it's almost like they're aware of this. Where it's like they're just calling people racist out of, like, desperation at this point. They know you're not racist. They know the claim of racism doesn't even really matter anymore. They've overused it. They've overused it because they can never defend their policies. They can never show examples of their policies having positive effect. They can't point to anything in history or the contemporary world. There's nothing they can point to at any point in time where leftist liberal policies have made things better for anybody ever. I mean, that might sound extreme, but prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Where have these policies ever helped anybody in a long-term way? Again, it's not even a matter of like, well, you feed them, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, you teach him to fish, you teach him, and they're just trying to, you know, they're just giving out food and that's helping people. It's like, they can't even do that. They don't do that. They steal money from some people to give it to others. That's a wash. That means that any benefit received is also a negative imposed. Because they don't create anything. They can only steal, they can only rob, they can only give away your money in exchange for votes. And they're doing it in a very obvious and transparent way now. It's very easy to be generous with other people's money. But it doesn't help anybody. It really is like basic morality at this point that we have to like reteach to these people. If you have money and you give it to somebody, you're doing a good thing. You're doing charity. You're being generous. If I put a gun to your head, take your money and give it to somebody else, have I done a good thing? Who's done the virtuous thing here? They live in a world without virtue. It doesn't exist. It's all deceit.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown.
Your phone calls this hour, but first, here's a very powerful video from a very smart lady. Let's watch.
So, if you want to be upset and pissed off and you don't want to vote for Trump, cool, have a real reason. And stop talking about reproductive rights. Can you afford to pay your rent? Can you afford to not be on this app begging for money on lives for hours at a time because you can't pay for anything? Oh, wait, no, maybe you're going to be a content creator and then you're going to make millions of dollars on TikTok. You're not. You know why? Because the Biden-Harris administration, the left, the Democrats, the liberals, and Kamala, if she gets in the White House, are going to take TikTok away. Then where are you going to beg? Going to beg on the sidewalk because it's not going to be a TikTok. Right? You guys are focused on the wrong thing. If you don't like Trump, nobody cares. But you cannot vote for Kamala because she's black or whatever, and you can't vote for her because someone told you he's going to take away your reproductive rights. He would have done it already if he was going to do it. And there's no he wants to take away Social Security. That's a lie. That's what they're doing. I promise you, if you're in your 40s, by the time you turn 67, there isn't going to be any. You know why? Because they're sending Social Security to Ukraine. They want to save those people because they're in war with Russia, and they want to save their pensions. They don't give a f*** about the United States citizens, you dummies. Oh, I'm going to vote for the Kamala, or I'm going to not vote at all. Don't vote at all. No, don't. It doesn't matter. You vote for her, you vote for nobody. It doesn't matter. What's happening in the UK right now, where that migrant killed three kids and the British citizens went into the street to protest and then had to run back and hide in their houses because those terrorists had, the migrants who are terrorists were running down the street with machetes and knives chasing the citizens because there's no Second Amendment right there. We at least have that. Oh, she's going to take that away. She's already said that. So when the Venezuelan gangs in New York start migrating across the country, you have to keep your silly ass in the house because you're not going to be able to be outside with a weapon because you're going to get arrested. Oh, wait, and since we're talking about immigration and migrants, you do realize that Minneapolis just passed a law that they're going to sound an alarm 5 times a day that indicates when the Muslims need to pray in Minneapolis, United States of America. That's what they do in their country. So they want to come here for the freedoms of the United States country, but they want to bring their rituals and their lifestyles to this country. You can pray 50,000 times a day. I think prayer is good. But now we're going to take a tradition from another country and bring it here? You think that's not going to happen to every state in this country? You know why? Because the migrants are going to take over this country. It is not about black jobs anymore. It's not about any of that. The stock market crashed 2.9 trillion on Friday because corporate America's, they know. They're like, oh, we got to get our money out of there because they're all running scared because they're probably thinking she's going to win. And if she wins, we're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you're wondering why Netflix gave Kamala $7 million, think about it. Take your brain from the he's going to take my reproductive rights away and just say, what was the country like 3.5 years ago? If you don't want to give him credit, don't give him credit. But it wasn't this. Can you afford to buy your kids back to school supplies? Probably not. Do you want to have to buy your kids their things so they have to share it with the whole class because the government does not give subsidies to the public schools to buy supplies for your kids? But you're like, oh, he's going to take my reproductive rights away. What difference does it make? You're not going to be able to buy food, pay your rent, pay your credit card. The migrants are going to take over the whole country like they're already doing. I mean, New York is a show, and I'm from New York. I will never go there again. But you guys are like this. But you want to focus on Trump taking away your reproductive rights when that's not what he's going to do. And all for you, the guys that are on here talking about, oh, he, look at Project 2025. Dummies. He didn't write that. That's a propaganda. He didn't write that. Show me the proof where he wrote that.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Going out to your phone calls, hearing your thoughts about the DNC. Let's have more videos. All right, let's go to clip number eight here. As we know, Kamala Harris has been centering her campaign around joy, around the joy and excitement of the Democratic Party. Here is a video of all the Democrat voters just loving and cheering for this person that they definitely chose and like a lot. Let's watch. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. This is Xi Jinping bringing all of the Olympic Chinese team together to clap for him for 20 minutes straight. He goes around and shakes their head. I'm sorry. This isn't the beginning. This is the end of communism that we're seeing. This is the ultimate result of communism. It strikes you somewhat familiar, doesn't it? 20 minutes. Goes on for 20 minutes. Shaking hands with the he's most important. They're very happy. They're very joyous. It just goes on and on. And the clapping doesn't end. Are they really happy? It doesn't matter. It looks like it. You know, it doesn't matter. What's real doesn't matter. Reality is doesn't even come into the equation. You have to stage manage an entire population, clap like trained seals at the leadership. They're still clapping, going on and on and on. Now, I've asked the question before. When Stalin would receive 30-minute-long standing ovations, did he think that people really loved him? And obviously, they knew that, yeah, this is what I make the crew do every morning. Every morning I have the entire InfoWars crew stand up and clap relentlessly as I grace them with my presence. It goes on and on. Right? First one to stop clapping gets executed, boys. That's how you know they love me. Sincere love and joy that I feel. Ordering and or tricking tons of people into clapping for me for 20 minutes straight. Yeah. That's what we're looking forward to. Honestly, as much as we make fun of it, as much as like communism always results in what you just saw, like the really just like soulless displays of fake love, like that's always what communism comes down to. It's like everybody being forced to be like, we love this. We're so happy, but don't kill me. Please leave my family alone. Like it always ends in that. But honestly, it was better than what we had in Chicago last night. At least somebody's fit, you know? At least somebody's looks good. At least somebody looks like professional. Cleaned up. I mean, just imagine that, what we just saw. But instead of Xi Jinping, distinguished statesman, it's Kamala Harris going, oh, my God. it's so gay. It's like we have all of the despotic tyranny of a communist totalitarian state. It's just very flamboyant and gay and annoying. The worst of both worlds. Let's go back out to your calls now. Sean in California has a deep dive on three ways electing Kamala breaks the Constitution. Hit us, Sean. What do you got?
Well, Harrison, I know we want to start off with good news, but this deep dive of mine is not going to be necessarily good news, but at least it'll wake people up. You've had several guests on who have pointed out they did FOIAs. Kamala doesn't have that oath of office as vice president, and 69 other members of the Biden administration fall under that. Second point, some of your callers have made a point of this. Kamala, by way of her father, is a Jamaican citizen, so she's not a citizen of the U.S. And the third point, I was chasing down that Titles of Nobility Act that we always talk about, and I actually found a reference to a person from the National Archives in 1994, a gentleman named Christopher Runkle, who worked there, acknowledged that Virginia ratified the original 13th Amendment on March 12, 1819. Evidence of ratification by Virginia was a special printing of 4,000 copies as part of their organic state laws, meaning that the Title of Nobility Act, the original 13th Amendment debate, is now closed. It exists. We the people have to demand that it is enforced, which means an attorney, an esquire, a title of nobility like Kamala Harris is not fit for public office. Boom, brother.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, to me, the most compelling thing about that is the not natural born citizen. I think that is pretty cut and dry as far as I can
yes,
tell.
Sir. Now, yeah. It's a trifecta, though. If they break the Constitution by having someone with three different flaws as POTUS, you may as well flush the Constitution away and just end the country. I mean, Barack Obama tried his best, but Kamala, you know, we have the citizenship issue, no oath, and she's an attorney, which means she's loyal to the bar, potentially the crown, if you follow that whole rabbit hole to its natural end. So if we as Americans let her into office, Harrison, we may as well kiss our butts goodbye or, you know, you're going to see America divide up.
Yeah, well, it's very important that we win this next election. Okay, very, very important. And thank you for that, Sean. Let's go to Mr. Process in Definitely. Wisconsin. Go ahead, Mr. Process. You think that they might be using AI on these crowds? Go ahead.
Not necessarily. Well, maybe the crowds, I thought, but also I thought that they're using AI to like a minor degree. I remember you talked about like you doing like video editing and stuff back in high school. And when you do like edits and you're trying to convince the audience, like if you increase the speed of something to make it look fast paced, you only do it about like 15 to 30%. Otherwise, it looks a little wonky. And I noticed with some of the speakers, like Michelle Obama, the video footage of them is starkly different than the photographs taken by other people. You know, she looks all dainty in the video footage of the speech, but some of the photographs, she looks, you know, like Mike Tyson. You know, she has like a jawbone that you could club a saber-toothed tiger to death with, you know?
The caveman,
and
Big Mike.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I think it's in their wheelhouse that they use that because they're so about optics. And the whole shebang seemed like a big advertisement to America for things that no one really wants and no one really should want. You know, it seems like an advertisement for communism, for sodomy and homosexuality, you know, and it was really kind of amazing to watch. Because it's like they're trying to make something so horrible, communism and Satanism, seem like something that's like the bee's knees. That's something that's so great that everyone should like it, you know? And
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that should also be illegal. It's, you know, clearly they exist entirely on perception and vibes. It's all about perception management for them. I wouldn't put it past them to use AI filters. I think that would be, I mean, You know, I need to go back because I keep mentioning it. I need to do like a full report about the 2016 convention. I don't know if y'all remember that. I didn't work at InfoWars yet, but for the entirety of 2016, I was just glued to everything that was happening. I was absorbing. And the 2016 convention, and the interesting thing about the conventions in 2016, it was sort of the first time live stream had been used a lot. And so you would have these live streams set up that would just be running 24/7. And it was like you could tune into the convention hall before anything had been set up, before anybody was in there. It would just be like streaming a live stage, like an empty stage. And I remember you could tune in if you picked the right time to tune in. I remember seeing Trump and Ivanka going up and like standing at the podium and testing it out and like talking about which font they wanted for the teleprompter. It was like really cool. It was like behind the scenes. They didn't know they were being filmed. And they weren't. There was just a live stream from a camera at the back of the room that was just running 24/7. Like they shored everything up by now. It was almost 10 years ago at this point. So, you know, it's very different. But it was the same thing with the Democratic National Convention, where like you could see the behind the scenes stuff. And people, you know, the Bernie supporters were very vocal and they were live streaming and they were exposing what was going on. And they had speakers lined up putting out like white noise to drown out the Bernie supporters. And they knew Bernie supporters would be chanting. They had strategically placed Hillary chant cheer sections throughout the hall. So if a Bernie Sanders chant cropped up over here, the Hillary contingent were all trained. Okay, as soon as you hear a Bernie chant, you start chanting USA, USA. And then during the Hillary Clinton speech, you could hear like Bernie speeches start, or you know, Bernie chants start, and you would see Hillary Clinton like get angry in the middle of her speech and like look over, and then you would hear the Hillary Clinton cheer sort of go up, and they had the microphones placed near the Hillary Clinton cheer section. The reason I'm saying all this is just to point out in this process, like AI, it's a very small step above what they already are engaged in. The manipulation, the perception management, the deception that they're able to pull off from actually being there to watching it at home, how different that experience is. Whether they're using AI or whether they're using a variety of other, you know, Hollywood style tricks to fabricate unity and excitement for a party that, you know, by all logic and reason, you know, should be crying that they have such a desperately shallow pool of champions to choose from. You know, the idea of they're using AI to make people look good. They use every other trick in the book. Why wouldn't they use AI? They use every other deceit and machination.
I think so.
Sorry, say that again.
I think it would be I think it would be naive not to think that they would use AI. I mean, I have face filters on my cell phone.
Oh my God!
You know, so you're telling me for like the election for the most powerful country in the world and all the money they're putting in, they're not going to use Hollywood grade, military grade, you know, video filters, and like how you were talking about, I totally think they're using applause in a box, you know, the audio recordings of people cheering and stuff, you know, because they're adding it on top like they did at the Olympics. And it's in their wheelhouse. Just they can't help but cheat with everything, you know. I think it's mostly because they're drug-fueled maniacs, you know. I even was watching the Obama speech. He was like touching his nose and licking his lips because of cotton mouth. At least 15, 20 times a minute I was counting. I was like, is he coked up right now? Is he doing some of that Hunter Biden cocaine? And, you know, my family comes from Serbia, and we can trace our lineage to like 1458. And, you know, we survived the Persian and Islamic invasions, and the Nazis and Balkan brother wars. But after communism hit, we got out of there, even though we were so footed there. And I'm worried that it's going to come to America, then it will just, everything will be kaput then, you know. Once it comes in and once that communist process starts, it's pretty much game over for America. You know, I don't think there'll be much coming back. And even if we do come back, it will be way, way after we're dead and gone. You know, we won't see it in our lifetime.
Right.
So it's just another reason I'm thinking they're pulling out all the tricks out of the hat this time around for this election, because they can't lean on Corona and COVID lockdown to cheat.
You're exactly right. And I think Dave in Arizona, another caller, agrees with you and can expand on that. Thank you for the call, Mr. Process.
You're welcome.
I hadn't thought about what an interesting comment about Serbia. 500 years surviving the most dangerous and deadly plagues and invasions and Muslim incursions and World War II. And you can survive a lot, but a country cannot survive communism. That's very enlightening. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. So I totally agree with you, Dave, at least what our screener put, you're trying to say, that they're using optics like the DNC, not because they actually think it's going to come to fruition and they're going to get votes through this, but because it makes the theft of the election look more plausible. Is that what you're suggesting, Dave?
Sir, yes, sir. And I want to compliment you and everybody on the network that's doing yeoman's work the last week for sure, but the last 6 months that I've been on, you guys are all just so dialed in. So yeah, my point is, and you're well read and educated, it's Tammany Hall. And we know what the phrase is, right? Vote counters matter, not votes nor voters. So I predicted when they gave the 34 count indictment to President Trump, they had the narrative they needed, and we saw him steal 2020 and 2022 here in State 48, Arizona. But the message is going to be, and I actually predict that President Biden puppet will step down, so she'll be the 47th president, despite all the contention about is she eligible. And then the message will be on November 5th, the lamestream media will go in and say, you know, when people pulled the curtain back, they voted to give the first black woman a full opportunity, a full term as president, and they just couldn't pull the lever for a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. It's all messaging. And you know what? The sad part is the cucks on our side and the gelded old pathetic GOP party, half of them will lay down and say, yeah, that seems plausible, even though we're 70% of the country and it's truly a conservative nation. I've traveled all over State 48, registering people to vote and holding events weekly through 2020 and 2022 and doing it again now. It's 70% of this country is conservative, but we just don't have the voice that the 10% of the Antifa crowd has, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they just scream and throw bricks and people just lay down. They unfortunately see the face of evil, but they don't have enough courage to stand against it.
Yeah, and we don't have the, you know, billionaire funds to, you know, dedicate our lives to politics. That just doesn't exist out there. I wish it did. But it doesn't. I mean, these Antifa people, they wouldn't be able to do what they do if they weren't getting checks from George Soros and paying their rent and their bail and, you know, putting DAs in place who will cooperate with them. I mean, they have an entire superstructure of control that they're able to access that we don't even remotely have access to. So it's up to us to confront that and double down because, yeah, you look at what they need to defeat us. And it's kind of gratifying, isn't it? It's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, they act like they're in charge. They act like they're popular. They act like our ideas are bad. And it's like, we have nothing. We have no billionaires. We have no corporations. We have no media outlets. We have no state or big city governments. We have certainly no sincere representation in the federal government. And yet we're still like neck and neck. We're still tied for first, you know, with the Democrats. So if we could just sort of strangle their funding and we could recognize this conflict that we're in for what it is, that this is a war and we need to use the weapons at our disposal for victory, and understanding that the Democrats at this point cannot be reasoned with, cannot be convinced. I was going off yesterday about this. Like, I don't think maybe there's the rare occurrence, but to me, the idea that you could go up to a Democrat right now and go, why don't you like Trump? And they go, well, he's a despot. He wants to weaponize the FBI. And you can turn around and go, but isn't Joe Biden weaponizing the FBI against Trump supporters? They go, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that. Wow, what a great point. I'm kind of a hypocrite. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'm a Trump supporter now. Like, point I'm making, these people aren't hypocrites. For the most part, they aren't being tricked. They're liars. They're your enemy. They're trying to destroy you. And you have to destroy them. And it's as simple as that. Time of negotiation is over. We are Patrick Henry, right? Give me liberty or give me death. The time for discussion is over. We've tried. We've tried and we've tried and we've tried. And they take all of our patience as weakness. They take all of our liberality as a excuse to take advantage of us. We have to take them at their word. We have to understand when they talk about we can replace them, when they talk about, you know, when it's prominent Democrats posting pictures of a kid being thrown into a, what's it called, the weed shredder, wood chipper, right? When you have the Covington kids smiling at a Native American and the response from the Democrats is, MAGA hat kids go in the wood chipper head first. Like, you got to take them at their word. And just understand, this is a war. They are trying to kill all of us. I know it sounds crazy. It sounds like extreme. But, like, look at what they're doing. Look at their policy. Look at what's happening in the UK right now. Look at the viciousness and brutality which they wield at the slightest provocation. The only thing preventing them from basically genociding legacy Americans is their inability to do it. That's it. If they had the ability, they would do it. If there were less of us, they would do it. Once they get the majority, they will do it. And this is where their fear comes from, by the way. When they're up on stage saying Trump is going to weaponize the FBI, Trump is going to throw his political opponents in jail. You and I know how ridiculous that is. So do they. But they know, just as well as you and I do, they're using the weapons of government in a despotic and tyrannical way. And their fear is that we'll do the same to them. It's not a principled fear. It's not a principled stance. It's not that they are against oppression and are scared of somebody weaponizing the DOJ. They're scared of your side doing it while their side is doing it. They're fine with it. They have no principled stance against using the government to oppress dissidents. They're just scared that they're going to be the dissidents. We have to prove them right, I guess is what I'm saying. We have to take the weapons they're forging into our control and wield them against the destroyers of everything beautiful. We have to wield it for the sake of and to the benefit of the American people and to the exclusion of everybody else. And the only stumbling block we have is that we know what happens when you go to the extreme and when you allow these types of morals to dictate things. But here's the situation we're in. Those morals are already dictating things. Government has already been weaponized. So the option of it not being weaponized is not an option anymore. The only option now is who's wielding the weapon. Do we have the courage to wield it ourselves? The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll go out to your phone calls again. We still have some open lines if you want to call. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I will go to your calls here momentarily. I didn't want to take a moment because the last several months, almost a year at this point, we have been desperately screaming from the mountaintops about the horrific failure of the immigration system to protect children. I shouldn't even phrase it that way. That sort of insinuates that their purpose is protecting children and that they're not doing a good job. The reality is that the immigration system has been either deliberately or accidentally designed to function as a gigantic human trafficking network, giving away tens of thousands of children to strangers who never see, and the children never seen again. And for about 6 months or so, between 6 months and a year, we've been running with the 80,000 number because what a shockingly large number of children to have misplaced. Can you even imagine? Like, what would happen if a one class at a school got lost? Like, what would happen if, like, you know, you there's a news report where it's like, children at a local elementary school, 30 children got on a bus and have not been seen, and the authorities cannot get in contact with them and don't know where they are. And they left them with a trusted person, but now that trusted person phone line is dead and no longer works, and they're not at the home that they said they were at, and the children are gone. Like, what would the outrage be if there were 10 children that went missing like that? It would be insane. It would be like a crazy nationwide hunt. Every news channel, 24 hours a day, the crisis of the missing children. There was like 10. That would be the case. 80,000 children. And for the last 6 months or so, we've been saying it's probably higher because this was the official number back in like December, I think, is when this number came out. Well, we have a new updated number. 320,000 migrant children missing. Biden's inspector general reveals over 290,000 illegal migrant children under the border czar's protection are unaccounted for. ICE admits they cannot assure these children are safe from trafficking, exploitation, or forced labor. The Department of Homeland Security's internal watchdog has identified a critical failure how immigration officials manage cases involving unaccompanied migrant children. A new report reveals over the past 5 years, thousands of unaccompanied minors have missed their immigration court hearings, and ICE has lost track of their whereabouts. Despite the Department of Health and Human Services being responsible for their care, ICE has struggled to ensure these children are safe and promptly transferred, raising serious concerns about their safety and well-being. This from Amuse on X. Biden's inspector general admits border czar turned over 320,000 migrant children to traffickers. Biden's IG report confirms many of these migrant children are now trapped in sex slavery and forced labor. Kamala Harris, in her role as border czar, has no plan to find or return them, a shameful betrayal of our nation's values. 320,000 migrant children given away to strangers and never seen again. 320,000. Yeah. Do I need to elaborate on this? All right, so here's the report. Children transferred between 2019 and 2023. 32,000 of the 448,000 are unaccounted for. 291,000 have not been served a notice to appear. And for years, we've shown you whistleblower videos of the people involved in this practice. The foot soldiers on the ground going, I just follow orders, but like, I don't think what I'm doing is right. They're like, well, I'm in charge of bringing children to their sponsors. Their sponsors are supposed to be their uncles, their cousins, their parents. But they don't recognize the kid. The kid doesn't recognize them. The kid looks scared when I hand him over. And people don't treat them like children. It's not some big reunion. It's not, Chiquita, you know, just like hugging their mother and like, oh, mom, you're here. No, none of that. It's like some 40-year-old man just like, yeah, I'm Jose. Is that the kid? The kid's just like, you know, is this? And he's like, yeah, go with him. And they're just like, great, thanks. Never seen again. Hundreds of thousands of children have not just been allowed to be trafficked. They have been trafficked by the American government. And I just really wish people cared. I can tell you about it. I can't make you care about it. So that's just happening. That's just is continuing to happen. So, you know, probably another 10,000 this month will be handed off to strangers, illegals themselves. They get a kid and a check, and they're never seen again. Let's go out to your phone calls now. Tim in California has called in about Kamala in her role as VP. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Harrison. Hey, just quickly before I hit this, you know, it's funny how history repeats itself, and you were telling a story there that was like a fictitious story. This happened before you were born, I suspect, so you probably don't even remember this. But back in 1976, three armed gunmen hijacked a school bus with 26 children in it. It's called the Chowchilla kidnapping in California. And they took them to a remote place in the desert where they already had buried a trailer, like a tractor trailer trailer. So they could hide them all underground in a trailer. And this went on for 48 hours, but mercifully they were all rescued alive and it had a happy ending.
And now, and now those men run the DHS, I imagine.
Exactly. Well, yeah, regarding that, at the DNC and they're bragging about all these great accomplishments of all the government money they throw around, which is actually our money, of course, and they act like they're our kings and we're their slaves and servants. They must have forgotten they are our employees. And in a workplace, anybody that's run a business knows that accountability is like one of the biggest things you got to have. And all employees are responsible for their actions and their behaviors and their performance and their decisions. And I'm thinking, well, if it's time for accountability, let's just use some mathematics. I don't even have the numbers in front of me. You probably got them memorized. But I'm thinking, hey, we had an Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I really didn't have much of anything to do with that, but they spent the money. You know, if I send you to the liquor store to get me a six-pack of beer and all I've got is a $100 bill and I say, bring me the change, you come back an hour later and say, I lost the money, but I borrowed money from a friend to buy you a six-pack. It's like, what? So you don't have my change, huh? And you didn't even get the beer I wanted. Anyways, the Inflation Reduction Act spent all this money and it didn't reduce it. Then we have the infrastructure thing. I kind of hit on this before. Hey, you got 42,000 structurally deficient bridges, and we just had all these glowing northern lights because we could have an EMP that isn't even an enemy. It could naturally be created. The last one was naturally created. But whether it's natural or whether it's enemy, we're still not hardened in our electric grid, and the money it would take to actually do something with our infrastructure, plus the 42,000 structurally deficient, unsafe bridges that millions of Americans travel on every day, we could have actually spent some of that money and done some of that and put some of these people to work, but it just kind of vanished, kind of like all the COVID money just vanished. Mm-hmm. And they also promised high-speed cable. Oh, you're going to – all these poor rural people, and Elon's got the answer. No, we got it, Elon. We got it. You go ahead and sit down, Elon. Government will take care of this one. And to this day, that basically nobody's got any high-speed cable. And then the last one, of course, is on day – and on day one, you pull the plug on our power. We need power. We need energy. You turn off the pipelines because we're all going to have electric cars. But to have electric cars, we need electric chargers. And you spend billions of dollars and you made how many charging stations? 8 or 9?
Billions of dollars. Yeah, no, that's accurate. They spent tens of billions of dollars and they built 8 charging stations. That's difficult. You're exactly right.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, this is the American Journal, going out to your phone calls, your thoughts about the DNC. This is pretty cool, from D. Koschmider on X. Team Humanity made it on the front cover of the Cadillac, Michigan newspaper today. As I'm always plugging the most banned network in the world and warning of Agenda 2030 at every county commissioner's meeting. Will change come to Wexford address ordinance? So there's a picture of citizens addressing the city council. They're, I guess, in the township of Wexford, I suppose. Yeah, Wexford County Board of Commissioners. And they're sitting proud. Team Humanity, the Team Humanity t-shirt. Representing.
Oh, look, it's Don.
Our opposition.
Don made it out to the Liberty Awards, American Liberty Awards.
Oh, yeah?
We remember Don.
Well, he's part of Team Humanity. He's a good guy. So, folks. Yeah, nothing makes my day more than seeing a InfoWars shirt or hat or bumper sticker out in the wild. It's been a while since I've seen one, but it's like I don't know. It's like seeing an armadillo. I'm trying to compare it. It'll make your day driving down the street, seeing some guy in a Save the Frogs hat or a Team Humanity shirt. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, not just to get one of the incredible supplements and keeping us and keep us on the air, but wear it with pride. Buy t-shirts and hats and bumper stickers. Spread the word and let people know you're on Team Humanity, aligned against the anti-human, unhuman, demonic forces that are attempting to destroy us all. Team Humanity making a glorious appearance there in the Cadillac newspaper. So thank you to Don. Yeah, apparently I followed Don. Yes, folks, we are Team Humanity, and there's the Team Humanity t-shirt on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Team Humanity, 1776, InfoWars.com, the Team Humanity on the back. Just one of the great shirts we have at InfoWarsStore, and of course it keeps us on the air and in the fight in this crucial time where the fate of America and humanity itself is being decided once and for all. Let's go back out to your calls now. Andrew in New Jersey has called in about the inversion of Obama. Go ahead, Andrew, you're on the air.
Yeah, you segued into it well when you talked about the border, that the fentanyl deaths and the child sex trafficking, that it's way up. So they're flipping it. Obama said that it's stumbling and bumbling when literally Biden walks around stumbling physically and bumbling, and Harris walks. She walks well, but she stumbles and bumbles when she speaks. But worst of all is their policies. Not only the border, inflation was under 2%. We were energy independent, which means lower inflation, but also that we don't have to deal with shady governments and characters for energy from the Middle East. And the pullout of Afghanistan, Trump had it where not a single soldier had died, and he was bringing it out in a methodical way. To show the stumbling and bumbling, the best way to illustrate it would be the guy falling from the plane from a mile up, plunging to his death. That's some serious stumbling and bumbling. So it's like you said, they invert. And Alex says that all the time. They project what they are, that their policies are really the racist policies. And Biden was the segregationist, you know, where Trump won Rosa Parks Award. He funded the Jesse Jackson campaign, number one, prison reform. So they really, a school choice, Second Chance Act, Platinum Plan. So really, they're inverting. It was terrible inflation and ineptitude, wars breaking out overseas versus the Abraham Accords. So it, like you guys always point out, it's an inversion of the truth. Some big stumbling and bumbling.
Yeah, so they stumbled and bumbled us right into World War III. They've stumbled and bumbled our children out of an inheritance. Stumbling and bumbling. What a ridiculous phrase to describe the deliberate and extremely well orchestrated destruction of our nation. Stumbling and bumbling. And talking about the inversion and the just again, it's beyond hypocrisy, but I guess that's the word for it. In 2020, Kamala Harris said DHS not being able to find the parents of 545 children was, quote, outrageous and a stain on our national character. Now, under Border Czar Kamala Harris's leadership, DHS has lost nearly 300,000 illegal migrant children. Meanwhile, Kamala is MIA. This is how they are. 545 children, and this is a tweet from Kamala Harris. This is outrageous and a stain on our national character. Families belong together. 545 children. Outraged at that minuscule number, total silence at a number 54,000 times higher. 55,000 times higher. They're evil, folks. They're evil. This is the thing. When you look around the world, the only question you have to answer is it on purpose and they're evil, or is it an accident and they're incompetent? Well, they're not incompetent. And you can tell they're not incompetent, and you can tell they're not ignorant, and they're not naive, and they're not out of touch, because like our previous caller, Tim from California, pointed out, when they know the problems that Americans are having. And I keep saying this over the last few days, but I really want to drive home like what's happening here. Whether it's the Inflation Reduction Act or the infrastructure bill or Kamala Harris's proposal about a $25,000 grant for first-time home buyers, if they'd never suggest any of these things, you could say, well, they just don't care about the pain of the average American person. They don't know or they don't care if they just weren't offering anything. What they're doing is they see a weakness, they see a point of pain in the American people. They see a problem American people are having. And their immediate and their only thought is, how can we take advantage of this? How can we use this as a cloak to get something that we really want? It's like it's so cynical and heartless and exploitative. Like, they look around, they go, man, young people are really having a problem buying a house. Well, let's pretend to solve that problem when in reality, it'll go to first generation home buyers. It's a communistic program to decrease intergenerational wealth to provide a more even playing field. It has nothing to do with buying a house. They don't care. They aren't doing anything to try to actually make it easier to buy a house. But they do know that that's something that you want. They do know that that's a big issue in America as people can't afford houses. They all they see that as is a vulnerability, is an opening, is a target to attack. They understand inflation is robbing people. They never intended to do anything about that. They just know that that's what people want, so they name a climate change bill the infrastructure or the Inflation Reduction Act. It's so blatant. I don't know how they get away with it. I don't know how people fall for it. I genuinely do not understand this. How they do it over and over and over again. I'm trying to think of like an example of somebody doing this, you know, and on an individual level. But it's like hard to even imagine. It's hard to even imagine. People don't do this on a personal level. It's so obviously evil and wrong and bad. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. It's like if you, you know, it's like you know a rich guy and you're like, man, I wish that rich guy would buy me a sports car. That rich guy's never going to buy you. You can't just go up and say, hey, buy me a sports car. But that guy really cares about cancer research. So I'm going to have a charity that I'm going to call the Cancer Research Charity because I know that that's what he's vulnerable in. And that's what he wants. So I'll just say I never intend to do even a remote, just nothing. I plan on doing absolutely nothing to help cancer, but that's just what I need to say. It's just the wedge I need to get in the door. And then I'll get his money, and then I'll get what I actually want, which is a sports car. And it's just like it's as if that happens, as if you go, hey, I have a cancer charity, sir, and I could really use $100,000. It'd go, you know, we'd save children. He goes, oh, that's exactly what I want. Here's a check. And you go, great. I just bought a sports car. Sorry, the charity's shut down now. It's defunct. He's like, what? But so was that just a trick to buy me a sports car? And it's like, yeah, kind of. But actually now I have a new charity. It's called the Save Kids from Cancer Charity, and we're doing it again. I need another $100,000. And the guy's just like, oh, okay, great. Wow, charity. I love cancer charities. Here you go. And it's just like, really? You didn't just see what he just did? You're just letting him do it again? You're just letting people scam you over and over and over again? Exploit your pain to get something that they want that doesn't help you at all and actually makes everything worse? It turns out that printing a bunch of money to spend on solar panels and fake climate change actually makes inflation worse? So my example wasn't even good. I should have said something that causes cancer.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function,
bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Russia is now officially offering safe haven for people trying to escape the anti-human agenda of modern-day liberalism. Foreign nationals are now able to apply for temporary residence in Russia based on the rejection of their country's policies, such as the destructive neoliberal ideals, which run counter to traditional Russian spiritual and moral values. Under this new immigration option, certain requirements will be waived. Applicants will not have to prove knowledge of the Russian language, its history, or its laws. The Russian Foreign Ministry has been instructed to start issuing three-month visas to such applicants as early as next month. In a recent interview with American journalist Charles Bausman in Moscow, it was discussed how many Russian Orthodox Christians believe an exodus to Russia is prophecy.
How did it turn out that this country, Russia, controls this enormous landmass, yeah, but it's only about 140 million people, and it's definitely not enough. You need like a billion people, really, to fill this large of a country, and it has the resources to support that kind of a population. And one of the things that some Christians say is, well, this is actually God's will, that he left this giant country relatively empty, with the idea that it would then be filled by people from all over the world who would come here and seek protection from the craziness that's happening, that seems to be taking over the West.
Tucker Carlson recently asked Russian philosopher Alexander Dugin why he thinks the West is on the road to ruin.
I think that everything started with individualism. When you identify individualism with the man, with the human nature, you cut all the relations to everything else. So individual, it was the key and is still key concept that was put in the center of liberal ideology. And after the fall of the Soviet Union, there was only liberalism. There were only two collective identities to liberate from, liberation from gender, and that has led to transgenders, to LGBT, and new form of sexual individualism. So sex is something optional. And the last step that is not yet totally made is liberation from human identity, humanity optional. So you can choose your individual identity to be human, not to be human, and that has a name, transhumanism, posthumanism, to have the possibility to choose to be or not to be human. So classical liberalism was in favor of democracy, democracy understood as the power of majority, of consensus, of individual freedom that should be combined somehow with the freedom of other. And now we have totally the next station already, next phase, new liberalism. Now you are invited to liberate yourself from individuality. It is your duty to be progressive. It is prescription. So liberalism fought during its history against any kind of prescription. And now either be progressive liberal or you are done.
How do you explain this phenomenon I have noticed where for over 70 years, a group of people in the West and the United States, liberals, effectively defended the Soviet system and Stalinism, and many personally participated in Stalinism. But in the year 2000, leadership of this country changed, and Russia became their main enemy. Why the change?
I think that they have discovered, they have identified in Putin precisely what Putin is. So he is a kind of leader, political leader, defending traditional values. This hatred is not just casual, something casual or some mood. It is not.
It's not casual. It's very serious.
So it's metaphysical.
Progressivism is the antithesis of traditional human values. The further one progresses on that path, the less human they become. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Share that video, fans. InfoWars.com. Russia becomes safe haven for traditional family values. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm taking your calls here on American Journal. We have some more videos to go to if we want. I guess we'll, I don't know. I mean, is it even worth it to listen to these people? Like, they just lie. I don't know. We can watch them if we want, but we'll go out to phone calls for now. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. Don't talk about RFK Jr. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Yeah. So RFK Jr. married into the Hines family. Well, so did John Kerry. And that's a big deal, man. Like, I don't know how close they married in the, you know, the two women that they married. I don't know how close in the family they're related. But, you know, if they're pretty close, that's got to make for some interesting Thanksgiving dinners. And then if you have a little more time, I would love to talk about Frankism for a second, man, because it's where those kids are going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Frankism is a religion that is just astonishingly disgusting. They child sacrifice, they child rape. The founder of the Frankist religion, his daughter became the Unholy Mary. All right, a Supreme Court justice had a picture of her, of the Unholy Mary, on his desk. His name was Louis Brandeis, admitted Frankist, that were related also to Dante Alighieri. Now, I haven't read the Divine Comedy yet, but I had the book, and in it, I guess he goes real, like, easy on Jewish people in there, which is kind of crazy because, you know, they blamed, you know, the Jewish people for the death of Jesus. You know, so why would a Catholic monk go real easy on them in their afterlife? Like, it makes no sense. But there's just so much to it, man. I could go on for days. But, yeah.
Well, so what do you think the threat is from Frankism?
Well, the Frankists, I forgot one thing. They say that they will inherit the earth through deception. So does the Mossad. They say make war by deception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and you know, all the lying, all the deception, all the kids missing, it's all Frankism.
Interesting.
I mean, dude, people need to get on this because these people are the enemy. They are the enemy. Well, and they've infiltrated every religion. They act just like Muslim, Christian, everything. They're embedded so deep. Dude, and I kind of think that, you know, the Zionist Jews actually killed the non-Zionist Jews over in Russia and Poland and all that area, like they put, they had Hitler do that. You know, they let the one, the Zionist escape to colonize the Holy Land. And there's a book called The Invention of Israel, man, by Shlomo Sands. If that guy is still alive, man, you guys need to get him on air, man, because he's amazing.
The invention of Israel. Yeah.
The land of Israel.
Yeah, it all gets...
It's crazy because everything's just so interconnected, man. Everything.
Yeah, so unless I'm wrong, Sabbatai Zevi, he was like a self-proclaimed Messiah, right? He was trying to like...
Well, it's actually a little older than that.
Okay.
Because Sabbatai Zevi was like in the late 1800s or early 1800s and stuff. Jacob Frank goes back, and the ADL was created to defend Leo Frank, which was a descendant of Jacob Frank. And they're child raping, and it was actually to cover up a murder of a little Catholic girl, man. It is mind-blowing, dude.
Hmm. Yeah, I need to read up
on it. People got to get on this, man. These people are the enemy. They are it.
So I'm just looking around what Wikipedia is saying about it under Frankism. Frankism is a Sabbatean, a religious movement of the 18th and 19th century created in Podolia, named after its founder, Jacob Frank. Frank completely rejected Jewish norms, preaching to his followers that they were obligated to transgress moral boundaries. At its height, Frankism claimed perhaps 50,000 followers, primarily Jews living in the Polish-Lithuania Commonwealth. Frankists believe in Sabbatai Zevi. Undeniably the second most famous of all self-proclaimed messiahs in Jewish history. He believed in transgressing Jewish commandments in order to elevate the divine sparks constrained by them, and he himself actually performed actions that violated traditional Jewish prohibitions, such as eating food forbidden by the kashrut, the Jewish dietary laws, practicing ritual incest, and celebrating prescribed fast days as feast days. He eventually opted to convert to Islam rather than face execution for claiming to be the Messiah. Eventually, after Zevi's death, a number of branches of Sabbateanism evolved that disagreed amongst themselves over which aspects of traditional Judaism should be preserved and which should be discarded. Jacob Frank claimed to be a reincarnation of Sabbatai Zevi and followed and extended his practice of transgression. Father-daughter incest was commonly practiced by his followers, and orgies featured prominently in ritual. Frank claimed that all laws and teachings will fall, followed by antinomianism, asserted that the most important obligation of mankind was the transgression of every boundary. Well, it certainly sounds like a modern leftist. Sabbatean leader Jacob Frank stood at the head of Frankism. He regarded his followers as soldiers and were all members of a company for the purpose of building a Frankist army, which was to secure Frank's rule over a Frankist country. Yeah, sounds a little bit like the Jesuits, honestly. Yeah. No, it is interesting, and you're right about the anti-Zionist faction being destroyed by the Zionist faction. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but it has
For sure.
It has to do with the Ashkenazi versus Sephardic Jews, and the Sephardic Jews in Europe were basically European. It basically joined the European.
But they had the Zionist and then the anti-Zionist, and I don't know the difference between Ashkenazi and whatever, but I just dove into this, so I'm pretty new to this, but the Zionists, it seems like they all got to go to the Holy Land and all the others died.
Yeah, well, or they were just disempowered. Basically, you had, so there were Sephardic Jews in Spain and France and like all over Europe. I mean, this goes back to like Napoleon had a meeting of the Sanhedrin. He like brought together a bunch of the Jewish leaders, 70 of them, to decide whether Jews would be treated as a separate nation within France or whether they would be treated as full-fledged French citizens. And they went with full-fledged French citizens. And Theodore Herzl, who was the leader of modern Zionism, he was sort of just like a Jewish nationalist, and he wanted a homeland for the Jewish people, and he didn't really care where that was. He just thought they needed a place of their own. So like when the first Zionist conclave happened in the 1800s in Europe, you know, there were lots of different options. It was Madagascar. They looked at Palestine. They looked at a couple other places for potential homelands, including, you know, what was former Khazaria in the Ukraine. And Theodore Herzl was kind of fine with any of it. He was just like, whatever, we just need a place. But the Zionists in the Ashkenazi faction of the Jews, which were the Eastern European Jews, they were dead set on Palestine and would accept no other option, because to them it wasn't so much about Jews just having a nation. You know, it could have been Madagascar, it could have been whatever. They just wanted a nation. No, they wanted the fulfillment of the prophecy, the return to Israel of the Jews to build the third temple, to bring in the Messiah, their Messiah. So there was this contention, and the Zionist movement in Europe originally was just a nationalistic movement for the Jews, but it was co-opted or taken over, or the entire movement was subsumed under the Eastern European Ashkenazi Zionist idea of retaking Israel and rebuilding the Third Temple, which, again, that's why you see all the Orthodox Jews with the sign saying, you know, not every Jew is a Zionist, and Zionism is antithetical to Judaism, because under a different, more traditional interpretation of the prophecies and the scriptures is that, you know, it shouldn't be a human endeavor to return to Israel. It's supposed to be like a divine intervention that returns all the Jews to Israel. It's not supposed to be like a political movement, a bunch of people on their own volition returning. It's supposed to be like Jews are compelled by God to return, and that it's got to be some sort of divine signal that they're getting. So that's why you see the Orthodox Jews being against Zionism. Yeah, Judaism rejects Zionism in the state of Israel, basically being like, this is a creation of man. It's supposed to be a creation of God. So yeah, there's a lot of factionalism within Judaism, obviously, like any religion. It's just maybe a little bit more pertinent because of the geopolitical implications of some of these beliefs. So it's a fascinating and very deep subject that I feel like I know a lot about, but when you look into it, you're like, oh man, I'm just barely scratching the surface. This goes real deep with a lot of different, you know, concerns and all sorts of things. And again, when you talk about the birth of Zionism and then the first Aliyah, it had to do with Jewish socialists in the Russian Empire being expelled and having pogroms against them. And so they all fled to Israel in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And it was all of the, you know, communist socialist Jews from Eastern Europe that went down to land in Palestine. They built the kibbutz system, and basically it was the first time that these ideas, these sort of economic ideas that Karl Marx wrote down, but there were a bunch of other thinkers, you know, contributing as well. It was the first time they were actually put into practice, and they created, and it turns out that socialism, communism kind of works if you have like a very homogenous and very small group of people like a kibbutz, then it can work. And so they took what they learned by setting up kibbutzes in Israel, and when the revolution in Russia happened, they all returned to Russia to, you know, put these ideas into motion on the national level rather than just the small time kibbutzes. Yeah, all of this is again very interesting and very, well, it's not very well known when you're talking about communism or the Soviet Union or like any of these things. This doesn't get talked about as much as it deserves, since it played such a central role in all of that. Thank you for the call, Jake. Let's go to Frank in Alabama now. Frank, the Frankist, Alabama. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Like I was telling the call screener when I called in, I'm like, let's get down to the real issue here. What are we going to do when they steal the election? Because we all know they're not going to give up their power. We all know that most of the Republican Party is, you know, part of the deep state. And we all know, because their buddy Zelensky, you know, declared martial law because of the war, these demons are not going to give up their power. So what are we really going to do the day after the election when they call it for Kamala? That's my question.
Well, that's a good question. I don't really know if I have an answer. I mean, we can game plan it out. Like, obviously, there's the preventative measures we can take now. You can volunteer to be a poll watcher. You can go to Trump's Agenda 45 website and become a volunteer for them in order to not just get out the vote, but be there to observe and not let them get away with the shenanigans that they pulled last time. But the problem
is, they will try.
With mail-in ballots, they've made it non-falsifiable, right? So they've made it to where the ballots are being counted. You have no way to verify whether or not it's a legitimate ballot. Even a recount, we'll just count that same ballot again. It doesn't mean it's legitimate. So they've fundamentally broken our election system to where it cannot be trusted anymore because we cannot be certain where these votes are coming from or who's actually casting them. So if they cheat to win, what do we do then? Or if they cheat and don't win, or just, Trump comes out on top, we know they're going to activate their militias. We know they're going to activate their Antifa, Black Lives Matter, whatever. They're going to riot. They're going to burn down cities. And if Trump supporters do anything to fight back, they're going to probably declare martial law and try to tamp down on everybody. And if Trump gets into office, then they'll just ratchet up even more. And if he tries to stop it by sending out the National Guard, they'll say he's a despot and he's, sicking the military on the American people, which is obviously exactly what they want to do. But if Trump tries to do it to actually protect American people from rioting hordes of black-clad communists, then, they'll try to impeach him or imprison him or, overthrow him that way. They hold a lot of the cards right now. It is worth it to remember that we do have the Second Amendment, and if, they really do try to just blatantly steal the election and launch a nationwide coup, they're going to have a fight on their hands, and I pray it doesn't come to that point. But that is a mitigating factor. Like, I wonder, I'd almost want to see, like what's happening right now? Who's the character? There's a character in, Marvel movies or something where they can see all the potential timelines. Is it like Doctor Strange? He sees all the potential timelines and he's like, there's one where we have victory. I have a feeling that's where they're at, where they have this big AI machine and they're running simulations and they're changing different aspects to see what the outcome is. And they're trying to find the exact timeline that doesn't end up with the American people killing them all with our guns, right? They're just like, okay, well, what if we try this? And it's like, okay, eventually down the line, and Americans rise up and kill you all with their guns. All right, let's try different. What if we do it this way? And the Americans rise up and kill you all with their guns. So that's where they are right now. That's their paradigm, is they're running AI simulations of all the various ways to control and or eradicate us. And they're trying to find out how to do it without kicking off the Second American Revolution. And so that's what they're trying to do. What are your suggestions, Frank? What do we do about the potentiality and almost inevitability of the fact that they're going to steal the election or spark a civil war if Trump wins the election? I mean, that's how crazy these people are, and they're not shy about admitting it. They are telling us what their plans are. We know what their plans are. They're going to withhold intelligence reports from Donald Trump. They're Trump-proofing budgets, right? So they're putting things in place to disallow the executive branch from, exerting his power over anybody. What do you suggest we do, Frank?
My whole point, Trump can get 110 million votes, and then the Demos will get 120 million. You see, they are not going to give up power without something major happening. It's just not going to happen. Look at world history. I mean, communism, we've been toying with communism since, obviously, the Russian Revolution. There's always been communists in our government. There's always been a communist party. And now they have their chance to get their hooks on the total prize, the gold medal, which is United States of America. And I don't believe they're going to give up without bloodshed. And believe me, I don't want that to happen. I am praying that this not happen, but they are not going to give up power. And that's the part that really scares not so much me, but I fear for my children and my grandchildren, the stinking country that they're going to be left with. Because this is not going to end well. And the only way it does end well, if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ intervenes, that's it. I think we're on a precipice of something big in world history happening in the United States of America. And at the trajectory we're going now, we're not going to see 250 years as a free country. Unless God intervenes in this election and changes the hearts and souls of these people that are hell-bent on destroying this country, we're going to be reaping the whirlwind. And that's just the honest truth. I hate to say it, but unless God intervenes in this country and breaks people's hearts for what we've done, we're going to, you know, disappear like the Roman Empire. And that's just a sad reality of the whole thing. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not a prophet, son of a prophet, but I have studied a lot of history, church history, human history, and humans are on a hell-bent path to just destroy themselves. It's always been that way. And we're doing a stinking good job of it right now. So I just want to plead with people to pray. Pray that this doesn't happen, because they don't know what they're asking for. This will be horrific. And that's just my comment.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you, and sort of the saddest part is knowing that, like, for most Americans, they really don't care, and it's like, you know, it's not the stealing the election that they're going to get upset about. It's the Trump supporters mad that the election was stolen. That's going to be the inconvenience for them. It's just like, if you would just shut up and let the people take us over, then we wouldn't – it wouldn't be such a big deal. We wouldn't have to be bothered with it so much. I mean, there really is that aspect of, like – the media gave them 4 years of good feelings by reporting positively on everything Trump or everything Kamala and Biden have been doing for the past 4 years. And even though Trump didn't actually cause any problems and there weren't actually any legitimate scandals during his time, there was a constant feed of anxiety from the media over Trump and his supporters. Constant fear, constant anxiety, constant stress. And that's what, and it's like Stockholm syndrome, where it's like, just do what they say and everything will be easier. Just submit to them and they'll let you be happy and prosperous. But if you keep fighting them, you're the bad one. You're the bad one for opposing them. You're the bad one for being mad that they're stealing your election. You're the one causing trouble because you won't just shut up and allow the takeover to happen. And that's why I agree with you about the fact that God needs to intervene, because it's like, what can fix these people's brains? Like, what can awaken them to the reality of the situation that we're in? If they're not awake already, I don't have a lot of hope that they can ever wake up. The good news is we have literally seen God intervene already in this regard. He already saved Trump from assassination through miraculous intervention. I don't know how you could see that assassination attempt to come to any other conclusion. So, I mean, we'll have to see. Just be prepared for all eventualities. And God willing, it never, you know, gets to a point where blood is being shed. But if it does come to that point, make sure it's not your blood. Be training, be preparing, be coordinating with people behind the scenes. Just don't make it public. Don't be loud about it. Don't broadcast your plans. Just be ready. Just be ready if and when we need to take to the streets. I pray it never happens, but look at what's going on in the UK. Look at what's going on anywhere else in the world where these people get power. They systematically destroy your country. They weaponize every institution towards the singular goal of deracinating, destroying, impoverishing, surveilling, and imprisoning anybody standing up against them. So we still have the Second Amendment. We still have the First Amendment. And if they attempt to take those away in a real way, then like Trump said in 2016, it'll be your last chance.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Body's, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your phone calls once again. We have some videos I want to play. DNC, again, it's just, I don't even know if it's worth it to like talk about how absurd everything they say is, but like when they talk about jobs, nothing they say is true. Just nothing at all. 100% of the jobs created since pandemic have gone to foreign-born Americans. Native-born Americans have lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of jobs since then.
every report that comes out about employment or about the economy has to get revised several months later to be not quite as good as they said it was. And whether it's inflation or the jobless numbers, like everything is cooked, everything is fraudulent. And they seem to just barrel on regardless. So let's go now to this video. Apparently, U.S. job reports was revised down by 818,000 overall. This is real bad. Let's watch.
18,000 fewer jobs. This is basically the government's overstated the amount of people in the workforce. And even when you look under this, manufacturing was down 115,000 people. So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just what construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down. Bill?
We need perspective. It's, you do the math, it's 68,000 per month. How significant is that?
Right. Yeah, 68,000 per month could swing, you know, what was the last jobs report, 115,000, if my memory serves me, but it could, this is a huge swing. It's a huge chunk of jobs that would no longer be in the workforce related to this. The perspective is that this economy is much weaker than they thought. The markets will look at this and they'll be able to say, hey, the consumer isn't quite as strong as we thought they were because not as many people have jobs. That means not as many people are spending money, and the those consumers, it's 70% of the economy moving forward. 70% of the economy growth is related to consumer spending. And when you take some of that away, a lot of that away, that means you have fewer people spending. And it's a more realistic look right now at how the economy is performing. And more realistically, it's not performing as well on the job side as we.
Yeah, not performing as well. More than 28% of Americans are searching for new jobs, the highest rate in a decade. Again, just the only option, the only question you have to ask is it on purpose? Is it even possible to mess up this much, this continuously, for this long? It's on purpose. It's all on purpose, folks. And again, all of the jobs that they talk about creating have gone to foreigners, have gone to non-Americans, whether that's H-1B visa recipients or illegal immigrants. The American people have lost hundreds of thousands. No, not just like no gain. They've lost them. They've lost hundreds of thousands of jobs, while millions of jobs have gone to non-Americans in a deliberate dispossession, in a deliberate campaign of dispossession of the American people. And a big giveaway of everything, of your birthright to foreigners. And we go to clip number four. This is Michelle Obama sort of driving this point home. Let's watch.
All of our contributions deserve to be accepted and valued. Because no one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No one.
No one has a monopoly on what it means to be an American. No, the American people have a monopoly on who we are. This is why it makes no sense when, like, you've got headlines now where it's like, the great thing about the Democratic National Convention is the return of liberal patriotism. Because they handed out a bunch of USA signs for people to wave. No, they don't believe America is a thing. They don't believe it exists. They don't believe that there's any distinction between an American or anybody else in the world. It's a classic meme. I'm proud to be an American. Well, what's an American? Anybody of any race, color, creed, any from any country, anywhere in the world. They're all American. It's like, so you're proud to what? Exist? You're proud
to, what does it even mean to you to be an American? Nothing, apparently. Apparently the person who just crossed the border from Mexico, whose family's never set foot in America, apparently they're just as American as you and me. But more so, even. Like, it sounds crazy. It sounds like a dystopian novel or Idiocracy or something. I know it sounds crazy. But you've got the one of two major political parties in this country whose entire policy agenda is the destruction of the country. I know it sounds crazy, but like, that's what they do. That's all that they do. Every one of their programs is designed to disadvantage, disempower, and dispossess the American people for the benefit of everybody else. I know it sounds crazy, but like, they're not shy about this. It's not speculation. I'm not putting words in their mouth. You just listen to them. And whether it's illegal immigration, or killing your babies, or redistributing your wealth, welfare programs, handouts to foreigners who arrived yesterday, plus all of the billions of dollars it takes just to process these people, their entire program is universally focused on dispossessing and destroying the American people. One of the two major parties in our country, their stated intended goal is to essentially eradicate the American identity itself. It's just not going to exist anymore. It essentially doesn't exist now. At this point, being a citizen is a disadvantage. Being hardworking is a disadvantage. Doing things right and behaving morally, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage. Our entire civilization now is set up, increasingly so, to make it easier and to provide benefits for people who contribute nothing, never built anything. They want everybody starting out at zero. They don't want anybody inheriting intergenerational wealth. They want no demographic blocks of any, you know, substantialness, right? They want everybody being a, they just want the whole population being a confused cacophony of different languages and different traditions and different ideas, everybody at odds with one another, no cohesion, because then you can't stand up against them. Okay? If they can keep you separated and contained, your little gulags, fighting with everybody else and amongst yourself, then you can never come together to oppose them. That's their intended design. And to achieve this, they have to destroy America, Western Europe in particular, our history, and as they see it, the white race itself. That is the problem. That is the issue that has to be destroyed. Even though anybody's actually thought about this. Is anything going to get better? Is anything better anywhere in the world where these things have been achieved? The answer is, of course, no. Your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, B, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. Final segment of today's broadcast. I want to go to a video by Ian Carroll laying out some of the suspicious circumstances around a yacht sinking off the coast of Sicily. The latest from Business Insiders: divers found four bodies in Mike Lynch's sunken super yacht. Four bodies were found in the shipwreck of luxury super yacht off Sicily's coast. Six people, including the British tech tycoon Mike Lynch, are missing. Two bodies were discovered in the hole behind mattresses and two others inside the yacht. In the instant I saw this story, I had my own suspicions. But Ian Carroll does a great job of laying out just an overview of some of the people involved and some of their suspicious connections. Let's go now to that video. Again, this is Ian Carroll posting this on X. Let's watch.
So we might be witnessing the CIA taking over this crazy AI tech company, or these might all just be crazy coincidences. You tell me. Last night, some freak waterspout tornado sank this luxury yacht off the coast of Sicily. And on board was Mike Lynch, who's been called the Bill Gates of the UK. We'll get to him in just a second. But also on board was Jonathan Bloomer, the international chair of Morgan Stanley, one of the biggest banks in the world. He was apparently really good friends with Mike Lynch. And Mike Lynch just beat, like, this multi-year super big fraud trial that he got extradited to the U.S. for. He had a 0.5% chance of acquittal, and he got it. And there's a whole other mysterious death related to the exact same company and trial that we'll get to in just a second. But Mike Lynch founded this company called Autonomy that he sold to HP for a bunch of money. Like $11.7 billion worth of money. But then immediately HP had to write off $8.8 billion of that value, and they claimed that Mike was fudging the books and overvaluing the company in a big way, and they accused him of fraud. This was all the way back in 2011, and first he beat it in the UK courts, and then they extradited him to the US, or they charged him in the US, and it went on for years in the US. And then he was throwing a victory party with all of his lawyers and his buddies in the chair of Morgan Stanley. And then that boat they were having their party on, like weeks after this trial, got hit by this crazy freak waterspout. But first, what Autonomy does is super interesting. It operates what's called an intelligent data operating layer, which allows for search and processing of text taken from both structured data and unstructured human information, including email and mobile data, whether it originates from databases, or audio, video, text files, or streams. They call it meaning-based computing. So if I'm reading that right, that means that this is an AI surveillance software that can process video and live streams and audio and analyze it and surveil it. Obviously, just for the greater good, just for like running ads, just totally harmless technology. Can't imagine who would be interested in that technology. So on June 6th of this year, they were found not guilty on all charges. And then his co-defendant, Chamberlain, who's of this company, he got struck by a car while he was out running and died. I presume he wasn't going to be on this boat trip, so he just happened to get hit by a car. And since he had left the main company, Autonomy, in 2012, he'd been working at their like subsidiary spinoff, this cybersecurity firm called Dark Trace. That's ominous. What's that all about? Dark Trace uses an unsupervised machine learning, AI, to build intrinsic patterns of life for a network. So they'd establish, like, what does this network normally act like? And that way they can detect cyber threats and hackers that are changing the normal state of that network. And they claimed that it had the capability to defend against zero-day attacks. If you don't know about hacking and cybersecurity, a zero-day attack is when a hacker finds a weakness in some code of anything, like your phone, your car, your programs, your computer, whatever. And because no one's ever found that weakness before, it's called a zero-day weakness. And they can exploit it to hack you. And that's how basically all cybersecurity hacks and leaks happen these days. And there's no defense against them until they get exposed, and then they can patch them. But this claims to be able to defend against them before they've been used. That would make all cyber weapons obsolete if that worked in its totality. I'm sure it's not perfect, but the CIA has a lot of cyber weapons they're just sitting on. Israel, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Russia, everyone's got whole caches of zero-day exploits that they have stashed up, ready to fight each other with if we go to cyber war. That's how all the hacks you've been hearing about happen, is by people exploiting zero-day attacks in the infrastructure, in the phones, in the cars, whatever it is. Those are zero days. And I don't know how to be conclusive about this, but there was evidence that they were trying to be taken over by kind of like the Wall Street cabal. Short sellers were attacking the company. There were hedge funds trying to take them over. Thoma Bravo, never heard of them. Looked them up, not a lot about them. But in my cursory search, I did find that they were responsible for funding part of FTX and got accused of being a part of that whole show. I have long suspected that FTX had ties to intelligence and was not what it seemed, but I don't know. So anyways, once they get rid of the Dark Trace guy with a car, allegedly, I don't know, I'm just making it up at this point, but he dies in a car crash. And then a random tornado waterspout sinks this luxury yacht, but it's not like they were out in rough waters. They were anchored about a half mile from the port of Porticello, and there was other boats all around them. According to the captain of a nearby boat, they steadied their ship using their motors, and then after the storm had passed, they looked back and noticed that the other ship behind them was gone. So they went and rescued some of the people, and they called in the Coast Guard. Crew members are out speculating about how this yacht went down off of the coast after it had just crossed the frickin' Atlantic all over some crazy choppy seas. Doesn't really make sense. 15 people were rescued. Most of them were the yacht's crew. Almost all of the yacht's crew were rescued, except for, I think, the chef, hope, maybe. And the other, 15, 17 people were all the important people that did not make it. And, genuine tragedy. The dude and his daughter are not found. His wife is in hospital right now, and she is dealing with the fact that she'll probably never see her family again. Genuine condolences to the people that lost loved ones here. And to be clear, I don't know if this is a conspiracy or not. It's just weird, super weird. And it fits a playbook of high power tech startups and companies that develop some piece of really important software, and intelligence agencies want that and they'll go to any length to get it. If you don't know about the Promise software, look up the Promise software. That connects to Epstein. That connects to the Octopus Murders documentaries on Netflix. This is not the first time this would have happened, if that's what happened. Shout out to my boy Welp for bringing this to my attention. Those GameStoppers are like bloodhounds in the financial world, and they got their nose on the trail. So obviously the story's still developing. They're still searching the water. The wreckage is deep enough. It's going to take them a few days to figure out what's in the boat at the bottom, what's going on. I don't know. All I know is that if you think that only God can make weather and water spouts and tornadoes happen, you might want to look up HARP, maybe with a Tor browser or something, if you care about your internet data footprint. I don't know. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. You guys tell me if you got any leads, because this is kind of wild. And I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, I don't really know what to make of it either. That was Ian Carroll at Cancel Cloco, Cancel C-L-O-C-O on X, giving a very thorough breakdown overview of exactly who these people were and the lawsuit they were involved in. Look, you have this major lawsuit about this high-tech surveillance AI. Two members of the lawsuit die within a month of each other, both from freak accidents. Yeah, I'm a little suspicious. Color me a little bit suspicious on all of this. The rescue attempts, I guess, continue, but it's not expected that any more survivors will be pulled, unfortunately. And again, I mean, this might be nothing. But as we look more into it and investigate more into these companies, again, think about what these people are willing to do. Think about the fact that they're willing to start literal wars to get their way. Killing somebody, they'll kill millions of people. They don't care. They don't care. When you're talking about billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars, yeah, they'll kill a family or two who are in the way. Divers find four bodies. Yeah, they're not expecting to find any more surviving people, although miracles do happen. There could be air pockets in the ship where people could survive for weeks, potentially. It's not that big of a boat. Should be found soon. That's going to do it for us, folks. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. Stay tuned. Alex Jones begins in 90 seconds. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and in the fight. Be prepared for whatever comes next. InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll be back tomorrow morning.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it
it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years. And the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.